Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Here's another example of potentially significant news for your financial well-being you probably won't learn from your regular media sources. Did you know that last month the Asian nation of Uzbekistan began putting gold bars into circulation through banks as an alternative to that nation's Uzbekistani som currency? That's right, banks in that country are exchanging pure gold bars. Each is packaged in a protective card the same size as credit and debit cards to make them easy to carry in a wallet or purse. The protective cards have unique serial numbers and a QR code that can be scanned by a cell phone to verify the authenticity of the gold bar it contains. If anyone tries to tamper with the packaging, the package changes color to warn of the tampering. Fortunately, banks across the country will still take back gold bars where the seal has been broken. Why would Uzbekistan, a former Soviet republic with a population of 33 million, take this step? There are several reasons. First, the Uzbekistani som currency has not held its value. It has fallen about 85% against the US dollar in the past decade. Second, Uzbekistan, despite its small size, is the world's 12th largest gold mining nation, with gold as the nation's highest valued export. Third, only 15 other national governments hold more gold reserves than does Uzbekistan's central bank. Obviously, people in that nation know the importance of gold and the financial stability it provides compared to paper currency. Uzbekistan isn't the only place in the world where gold is used as circulating money. In Vietnam, the dong currency is so unstable that all real estate transactions in that country are settled by payment in physical gold. The US dollar index has fallen 12% in the past 9 months. Banks such as Citibank and Goldman Sachs project that the purchasing power of the dollar will fall another 10%, 20%, or more in the next year or so. It is time for Americans to also own some physical gold for their own financial protection. Do you? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.